Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Vocaster from Focusrite. The Vocaster is the easiest way to bring broadcast quality sound to your podcast. You can easily set recording levels, enhance your voice, connect your phone to record calls or stream to apps, connect your camera, and so much more. Discover the Vocaster today by going to Focusrite.com. That's Focusrite.com. Hey, this is Arielle, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. Who's ready to hear some podcast recommendations? I bet you are. Last week, our theme was the science of finding a podcast. Our curator was Alicia Wainwright, creator and host of When Science Finds a Way. Her episode picks featured a little bit of everything, so you could have a wide selection depending on if you want to laugh or if you want to learn. We listened to When Science Finds a Way, To Live and Die in LA, Love and Radio, Ear Hustle, and Death, Sex, and Money. Thanks for curating that list for us, Alicia. We'll link to those episodes in the show notes in case you missed it. Now on to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Podcasts That Punch Up. Our curator is Kristen Meinzer, co-host of Daily Fail. In just a bit, you'll hear from Kristen about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, Seeking, Live Forever. It's the second season of Seeking, and it's all about people grappling with the question of whether or not it's possible to live forever. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now let's get to Kristen for her podcast recommendations on the theme, Podcasts That Punch Up.
Hey there, my name is Kristen Meinzer. I'm a podcast host, a producer, a writer, and a culture critic and a royal watcher. The shows I'm probably best known for are By the Book and Movie Therapy with Rafer and Kristen, and probably also for When Meghan Met Harry. Anywho, the theme I chose for my Earbuds Podcast Collective list was podcasts that punch up. And by that, I mean podcasts that use humor to punch up, not down. That's what the best podcast should do. That's what the best comedy should do, in my opinion. We should be looking at those authority figures. We should be looking at the powers that be, and we should be punching up at them. We should be taking them down a notch. We should be questioning them and maybe level the playing field a little bit. So yeah, all the shows that I picked do that very, very well, in my opinion. In no particular order, the podcasts on my list include What a Creep. This is a hilarious show hosted by Sonia Mansfield and Margot Donahue. In each episode, they look at one of the world's biggest creeps, jerks, assholes, or losers, and they give kind of a hit list of everything they've done wrong, but they don't want to leave a bad taste in your mouth. So at the end of each episode, they wrap things up with a non-creep. And I just love their show because they always make me laugh while they're calling people to task who should be called to task. I think a great starting point for What a Creep is their recent episode on Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty, it's a terrible organization, and they do deserve to be examined and laughed at. The second show on my list is Fad Camp. This is a comedy podcast hosted by Connor Dowling and Grace Mulvey, and they laugh at all sorts of diet-related media, diet plans, anti-fat bias in the world, all the reasons we are told to hate ourselves, hate our bodies, and hate fat people. And they also bring a little vulnerability along with their laughter, which makes the show just incredibly relatable and human. The episode I think everyone should check out is their wedding diet episode. The third show on my list is one that I host myself. It's called The Daily Fail. The Daily Fail is a weekly podcast about the world's worst weekly tabloid newspaper, which we never name. It's hosted by me and my friend Maura Curry, and in each episode, we dissect and laugh at three of the most outlandish stories published in the past week. We're talking stories that are anti-fat, that are anti-woman, that are incredibly ageist. A good starting point for anyone wanting to listen to The Daily Fail is an episode entitled Breaking: Men Are the Real Victims of Slut-Shaming, Actually. The fourth show on my list is Canceled. Canceled is a hilarious look at celebrities who faced scrutiny in the court of public opinion, and they ask whether or not that scrutiny is actually warranted. It's hosted by twin sisters Claire Stevens and Jesse Stevens. As someone who looks closely at the media and who runs it in my own work, I especially enjoyed their recent episode, Rupert Succession is Absolutely Not Based on Me, Murdoch. It's such a funny episode. And oh boy, some of the stuff that he's done that they talk about definitely makes me think he does not deserve all the power he has. The fifth show that I am recommending on my list is Fixing Famous People. Fixing Famous People is hosted by television producers Chris DeRosa and Dominic Pupa. And on their show, they talk about what they would do to fix the public profile of imaginary celebrity clients. You know, celebrity clients who maybe need to improve their image because maybe they don't behave as well as they should. Maybe they don't use their power for good. They had some great ideas in their recent episode about George Santos. I hope you check it out, and I hope you check out all of these shows. I hope you laugh while you listen. I hope you feel some sense of vindication knowing that you're not alone in your outrage about some of these people and organizations. And I hope maybe you learn a little something, too. I mean, I personally learn better when I'm laughing along the way, when I'm listening to engaging hosts, when people aren't just monologuing at me, when it doesn't feel like intro to 101 studies ABCD. And I don't think I'm alone in that regard. I think most of us prefer to learn and have our minds changed through a little bit of laughter. So again, I am Kristen Meinzer, and that's my Earbuds podcast collective list of shows that punch up.
Thank you, Kristen, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Kristen's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can start listening right now. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode and in every issue of our newsletter. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Seeking, Live Forever. Here's a bit about the show. Season 2 of Seeking focuses on people interrogating whether being human means we must die or if living forever is possible. These people are all members of a wide and growing movement, life extension and transhumanist pioneers who believe they can use science and technology to overcome mortality. While some of these ideas seem pretty out there, for example, compiling your consciousness on a chip and beaming it into the cosmos, it taps into a near universal feeling, a fear of the end. It makes you wonder, is it really so fringe after all? You can find and listen to Seeking, Live Forever wherever you get your podcasts. And to close out the show for the week, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell recommends The Redemption of Jar Jar Binks. It's about the Star Wars character Jar Jar Binks, who was named, quote, the most annoying movie character of all time, end quote, by Complex. Next, based on a true story, Summer Camp, The Case of the Phantom Pooper, follows camp director Mookie as he struggles to solve a string of seriously smelly pranks at a Canadian summer camp. His attempts to trace a prolific prankster uncover more mischief than he bargained for. Next, we've also got a new post up on the Earbuds blog. Our newsletter and podcast coordinator, Devin DeComo, interviewed Jess Rothschild about her new podcast, Finding Fire Island. And what's Pod News covering this week? This week in the Earbuds newsletter, we cover the following stories from podnews.net. There's a new partnership with Lemonada and Jose Andres. And we also link to a civility score for podcasts that measures podcast advertising. You can read more about those stories by going to podnews.net and make sure to subscribe to the newsletter written and curated by James Cridland. That about does it for this week's recommendations. We hope you find your next favorite podcast. And if you do, please let us know. Leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts is a great way to share. Bye-bye. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.